Six Nations elected chief Sherry Lynn Hill says the 59th Six Nations elected council has agreed to support the construction of a new facility for Iroquois Lodge on an expedited basis. The long-term care facility had residents in care evacuated and has been closed since flooding that took place on June 18th. Chief Hill updated the community on Iroquois Lodge and its displaced residents during the August 15th Chief and Council radio show.
Today, I need to share more sad news about the Iroquois Lodge building. We had hoped that the residents could return to the lodge after several months. Unfortunately, the damage is much worse than expected. It could take years and $10 million to complete the repairs to make the lodge safe for our members to come home. This is not the news we had hoped for, but this is the reality of the current situation. The administrative leadership teams will continue to work with our insurance company, but with this news, the 59th elected council has also agreed to support the construction of a new facility on an expedited basis. Planning of a new 64-bed facility has been in the works since 2022. More updates will be shared about the Iroquois Lodge and other facilities as they are available.
She says residents of Iroquois Lodge remain in a Delhi long-term care facility and council is seeking assistance for its remediation efforts at both a provincial and federal level.
My office continues to advocate for assistance from the provincial and federal governments at the local, regional, and national level. As many of you know, residents of Iroquois Lodge were evacuated to a new facility in Delhi. They are now in an adjacent facility in Delhi, but many of them have adjusted quite well and remain together with the lodge staff.
Chief Hill says the community remains in a state of emergency and says council will continue to work to restore many of the impacted facilities as quickly as possible.
Our community declared and remains in a state of emergency due to the severe flooding that occurred on June 18th, 2025. The village, including private homes and many of our core community services and facilities, have been hit hard. I haven't seen or ever experienced anything like this in the village before. The damage is far beyond anything I could imagine. Please know that everything that can be done is being done, but the work to remedy all impacted facilities will take time. The administration and the emergency control group struck to respond to our state of emergency, continue to work extremely hard to understand the depth of the destruction and to restore our facilities to safe standards.
CJKS will be following this story as more information and updates are provided. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.